sisters, the grace of the Spirit, but the rest of the sisters are up in a car lot because they're going to sing. And so you don't see them, but they're up there. And you'll hear them. They wanted to do this for Sister Claire. You know, Sister Claire is Sister Claire Maria of the Trinity and the Heart of Mary. That is her name that she took when she entered the convent and took her final vows. And I can't help but remember, it's only 10 years ago that she knelt on this very, with three other sisters, on this very place, and she was one of the four that opened the convent here in 2006. And there were three Spanish sisters and one Irish sister. We have Irish, naturally, you know, who I, you know, got a lot of laughs with, you know. And the first thing I remember when we were firing the sisters, the first time I met the sisters, they were in their work habit. And then I saw them in their white habit. And then when they moved in, they were in their blue habit. And I said to Sister Claire, "Are you like the Jaguars? You have a home outfit and the way outfit." She says, "No, this is our work outfit, but this is always home turf for us." So we used to kid each other. She was, Sister Claire had an incredible sense of humor, as naturally she would. But as I saw them 10 years ago nailed on this step, it occurred to me that I says, these are young sisters, and they're going to be making an effect on our school, and on our community, and on the world, because it's in a national order, for years and years to come, long after I'm dead and gone. And who did I even think that I would be celebrating a memorial mass of Sister Claire? Never in my wildest dreams. First of all, she looked 12. You know, you're so young looking, you know. It's hard to believe. I mean, we, as a people, when we have gone through these days, and I know that the sisters, we feel like we're part of a family. We are all affected. Usually we, you know, I'm saying a funeral mass for another family. It's kind of, they're saying a funeral mass for our own family, because the sisters have become so much a part of our community. You know, I remember when, shortly after the sisters moved in, Bishop Galeone wanted to go up and see the convent. You know, it's upstairs over the, you know, the preschool, and very shortly they'll have the whole building to themselves. But right now, to this point, they lived in just the upstairs portion. And Bishop Galeone went, and he saw the place, how simple it was. You know, no televisions, no radios, no easy chairs. You know, and then he came to me after taking a little tour. And he came up to me and he says, "Fred," he says, "you see that gym that you built over there and all the stuff you're doing?" He says, "that amounts to nothing. The most important thing you ever did to this parish is bring these sisters to this parish. That's the most important thing you ever did." And I says, "it was all part of God's plan, because, you know, it just happened. You know, it just happened. It was one of those things. I met them, you know, when they were doing a day of recollection for girls, and they used our facilities. And I went out and greeted them. They wanted to thank me. And I said, "gosh, could you sisters come and do a day of recollection for our school? I would love to have sisters at our school." And, you know, there's probably a chance of that. Moving on down the road, God opened another door, and their founder, Raphael, came and said, "show me where you would put them." And he went up and he says, "I'll send you three, then he later said, I'm going to send you food. And that was the beginning of the wonderful experience, not only for our parish, but for other parishes that are here represented as well, other schools as well. A true blessing. Sister Claire, you know, her story, and I know you probably everybody's seen it. If you haven't, you need to go look at it. You need to Google Sister Claire Crockett, and there's like 5 pages of articles about her. And of course, the video that was prepared by the Home of the Mother. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it. Because it captures, it's 7 minutes, and it captures who she was and what she was all about. And you know, it's so much all I can think of when we heard that she was missing that Sunday morning. And I said, well, she used to say, I'm just a wee nun, you know, I'm just a little thing. I said, maybe she's in a crevice somewhere in that building. Maybe she's alive, Lord. It wasn't to be. And what we're told is that she was with the 5 other candidates that passed as well. But there was a shock, and she led them down the staircase to get out of the building. And little did she know, she was leading them to God. You know, we never know when God is going to step in and change everything. We just never know. You know, we set our alarms tomorrow morning, and that's a sign of faith, because we may not ever hear that alarm. But we set it anyway. You know, we put things in our calendar, oh, I'm going to do this next month or 2 months from now. We never know whether God is on the plans. But that was her life. And she did what she was doing. She did. That was her life, like the gospel said. You know, she was doing what God wanted her to do. And she did it with love and joy. Joy is one of the most obvious signs of the Holy Spirit. And these sisters exude that joy and that hope and that absolute, they show it every day in their life. It's really quite remarkable. And they live so simply, but they reflect the life of the gospel. And all of us are blessed by it. We're just, it's been humbling to work with them, all of them. But with Sister Claire, it was a treat as well. You know, she was fun to be around, and the kids, you know, they just flocked to her. She was a kid magnet. You know, she'd come through, as they said in the paper, you know, she'd come through the coffee and donuts, and the kids would just flock to her. You know, and she would kid them all and have fun with them, and you know, play the guitar. But her story is so powerful. How she, you know, where she was, you know, and I hope you read the story, because, you know, her story is going to be told again and again and again. You see, Sister Claire, I'm not going to go into details, but Sister Claire has been busy since she passed. She's been doing things. I've prayed, Sister Claire, if you're in the presence of Jesus, can you do me a favor? And here it is. She's so busy up there, I think Jesus is probably thinking, when she comes in, says, not her again. So I just have one wee more request for her. Just one more. So, oh, she just got here. She's got me so busy, you know. But I hear stories of people who are putting her to work on the other side already. As I said a number of times, if she's not there, we haven't got a chance. None of us have a chance if she's not here. And I'm sure she's a special welcome there. If you Google her, as I say, you're going to find her story. And her story needs to be told, especially now, in this life, in this world that we live in. You know, that she was a budding actress. She was in that terrible woman. She wouldn't even want you to see. You know, she used to tell the kids, I don't even want you to think about it. But she changed her whole life. And it's such a turnaround that it creates, I think, in all of us, that sense of hope, you know, as they say, you know, every sinner has a past. You know, every sinner has a future, every saint has a past. You know, well, she was the first to say, I wasn't living the way God wanted me to, until she fell in love with Jesus. And once she fell in love, she made a difference in her life. And now, going down those stairway, and she was going up, really, she didn't know it. That story will be told again and again. And one of the things that occurred to me is the Irish press is eating it up. You know, Ireland has had a tough goal for his church. And they now have a saint, I think. And she's going to be buried in Ireland. And Ireland, I think, needs her to be there. You know, I firmly believe in Jesus said, unless the grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. And she is doing things already. Now you see where the Prime Minister of Ireland, you know, called her family. It's amazing that the attention that's been captured in the Irish press. Something to be proud about. A story to be told again and again and again. And so, yes, she was going down the stairs, leaving her five candidates to safety. And she led them to safety in a different way. Please, God, let her story keep going. And go and go. Because she was like the, you know, they say the bunny, you know, the energizer bunny. Keep going and going and going. That was her. She was full of life. And I think on the other side, she's keeping things stirred up big time. Yes. All for the good. Unless the grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. Glory to the fruit that's coming from this 33-year-old sister is truly amazing.